Thank you for joining us today for the Tech Bytes podcast, sponsored by Dell for Startups and Startup Nation. My name is Mo Balaji, Director for Dell Technologies Small Business Alternative Routes to Market, and I'll be your host today. Our guest, Jeff Sloan, is the CEO and founder of Startup Nation. Jeff started his own profitable business at age 17. Now with over 30 years of experience, Jeff is dedicated to helping aspiring entrepreneurs and business owners go from dreaming to doing. Jeff's not-so-secret path to a prosperous venture, if you're asking what they are, is tapping into the right resources, finding the right trusted advisor, and genuinely believing in yourself. Jeff, did I miss anything?
No, that's great. I will tell you that I think that the information you had in your intro there is at least a decade old, though, because I know you said I've got over 37 years of experience now. Unfortunately, I think it might be a few years more, but that's all right.
Okay.
As we call it, wisdom.
Wisdom. Yes. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, as I mentioned earlier, I'm the host and, you know, truly excited and glad to be here today. There are a lot of things, interesting things, exciting things going on with Dell for Technologies. I just wrapped up South by Southwest, where we went through the relaunch of our Dell for Entrepreneurs program. Now it's Dell for Startups. And, you know, this is an amazing program that, you know, I know resonates with the Startup Nation community. The Dell for Startups program is a program from Dell Technologies that helps entrepreneurs launch, grow, and scale their startups. And the cool thing about the program is that we provide entrepreneurs with the expertise, the technology, and support services that they need to help them launch and scale their business. And, you know, this is a program, as I said earlier, that when you look at the IT needs of startups in terms of what startups have to battle, you know, from trying to raise funds to hiring the right staff, you know, knowing that Dell for Technologies can support them and provide the right technology, I think is essential. And, you know, I'm really glad, you know, to be here today to discuss that, to have that conversation with you, Jeff, around what's going on out here in Detroit, or even the wider Detroit area, you know, beyond the state of Michigan, because I know the Startup Nation's reach is beyond the city and beyond the state.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just kind of curious in terms of like on your end, like what has been going on with startups and what are you hearing, especially during the pandemic?
Well, I mean, these are such amazing times, you know, entrepreneurship's hard enough. And then along comes a global pandemic like that, which we've just endured and hopefully putting now in our rearview mirror, getting behind us. But in many ways, with respect to the startup community, the pandemic really did reshape the whole entrepreneurial ecosystem. Largely because we had a lot of people pouring into entrepreneurship that had not considered it before. That as a result of either losing their jobs during the pandemic or, you know, getting used to working at home and not wanting to go back to the corporate office if that was a requirement or simply, you know, wanting to find a greater purpose in life. A lot of people learned I don't have to be, I don't have to do what I'm doing. I don't have to be locked in or boxed in. I can think creatively now. It's a good time to think differently. And, you know, it took a pandemic to really shake that up, but more U.S. businesses being started now in 2020 and 2021 than ever in the country's history. Mm-hmm. And a lot of these entrepreneurs, you know, they have a passion for, you know, whether it's, you know, let's call it, they're going to be freelancers, sole proprietors. I want to start a photography business, a graphic arts business. I want to work from home. These kinds of businesses that support an individual entrepreneur or perhaps an entrepreneur in his or her family. A lot of them have great knowledge about the skill that they possess. If I want to have a photography business, maybe I'm a great photographer, or graphic design, maybe I'm a great designer, but they really, many of them lack experience and knowledge and know-how as it relates to how to start and grow a business. And so here they are diving in headfirst with all the scary nature of, you know, everyone knows the attrition rates in starting a business and the failure rates and so on. It's scary, and they're diving into unknown territory, and being able to provide support to them, both in the way that Startup Nation does with good content, information, inspiration, access to community, et cetera, access to best practices, as well as the really amazing Dell program for small business where you guys, and many people don't know this, you guys provide a really comprehensive approach for these entrepreneurs that's invaluable because many of them don't even know the questions to ask and what to look for in terms of technology needs and setup and getting started right and so on, let alone the answers. And so you guys really help. You really do. I mean, and a lot of companies may put things out there, you know, for the sake of cosmetics to look good to a particular community. You guys deliver, and we're really proud to be partners with you guys. It's a hand-picked partnership on both sides. We're both proud of it, and we know it's highly effective. So provide a great service to the entrepreneurial community when they need it most, which is right now.
That's awesome. Yeah. And, you know, I'm so glad you talked about, you mentioned the partnership we have with Startup Nation, but more importantly, also you talked about the services we do provide. And, you know, there are a number of benefits, you know, that we do offer small business owners and entrepreneurs, right? And just to highlight a few of those, you know, one is just providing and having a dedicated startup tech advisor that would get to know a small business owner or like an entrepreneur and their business and to provide the tech advice and needed, right? That's tailored to them. That's one.
I really want to underscore this. This is a major differentiator. Mm-hmm. And when I talked about some companies put stuff out there, messaging out there, packaging, you know, around an idea or a sense of purpose or whatever, you know, it's really cosmetic in nature. But I might push back if I didn't know the truth behind the Dell program and say, you mean dedicated tech advisor, you mean salesperson. This is the phone jockey that's going to sell me the laptop that I'm looking to buy, right? No, at Dell, you guys really do provide real huge value in the way of first understanding of each given business's needs and providing really good recommendations on what it is they need to buy and frankly, what they don't need to buy.
Exactly.
You know, yep. And so it's a highly valuable thing. When you talk about a Dell dedicated tech advisor, this is a major service you're providing to the community and it comes at no cost. It's not like you're paying this consultant. Mm-hmm. This you pick up the phone, you call your division at Dell and you access a dedicated tech advisor and you can access this kind of information that's just invaluable in helping you get understanding what you need to do to get it set up right.
Yeah, thank you so much, Jeff. And you know, this is a service that's always been in place even prior to the pandemic, right? But what we saw during the pandemic was a greater need for the service, right? When you had small businesses that, you know, one day everything was fine and then the pandemic happens, the front doors were shut, but they still had to run their business and they now have the employees working remote, right? They've always had employees that come into the office. Now they have employees accessing customer data from home, right?
Right.
We saw like an uptick in cyber attack, malware attacks. And, you know, a lot of the small business owners are reaching out to us and say, hey, Dell, what do I do?
Yes.
And being able to have like a frank, honest conversation with them to say, hey, you know what? Here's what you need to do. This is how you protect your data. This is how you make sure that, you know, you don't have a drop off in the quality of service you offer to your customers. It was imperative and it was very important. And so, you know, I'm glad that, you know, you reiterated our point, right? Because, you know, we know that, you know, small businesses are looking for the right advice and we've been doing this for quite a while now, right? So yeah, thank you so much for talking about that. You know, Dell being able to offer exclusive member pricing and the best client and infrastructure hardware solutions available, I think that's another advantage. The pay-as-you-go financing from Dell Financial Services, right? We saw this quite a bit where small business owners came to us in the midst of this pandemic and say, you know what? I need a technology from you, but I can't afford it. What do I do? Let me come back to you, Dell. We're like, no, don't leave the call. Don't go yet. We do have our own Dell Financial Services in-house that will offer you favorable financing terms. And so we're trying to position ourselves, not like we've done this successfully, positioning ourselves as a one-stop shop for all their business needs. Even on the financing side, not just on the technology end, right? So that has really resonated with the small business owners that we work with. A couple of other things also is that, you know, just providing like a simplified onboarding with free remote client installation services. These are things that are essential. The other thing I'd like to mention, which I loved you mentioned this earlier, Jeff, was the fact that you talked about the emergence and the positive explosion growth-wise of small businesses over the past 2 years. The National Census Bureau, I think, actually came out earlier this year and said last year, there were 5.4 million new small business applications, the highest ever.
Ever.
Right?
Right.
The previous high was in 2020 at 4.4. So while, yeah, people felt like, yeah, the world was shut down and nothing was going on, small business owners were grinding, right?
Oh,
they,
my God.
They were sitting at home saying, you know what? I've always thought about this particular idea of this part, all these years. Let me go ahead and, like, you know, hone it out and work on that idea and launch my business. So to know that, you know, in the midst of the pandemic, people were grinding, small business owners were making it happen and launching their businesses. What that tells me is that Americans' entrepreneurial spirit is at its best, is at its greatest height ever. And that's exciting too. I'm very sure to you, Jeff, to someone like me, right, that works with small business owners every single day. So that's something else I wanted to call out about what you said earlier. So I'm glad you actually mentioned that earlier. So
yeah, you know, and to comment on that further, you mentioned it's exciting to you and me because we work in the space of startups. But the reality is to anyone out there who's listening to this, whether you're interested in entrepreneurship, venture capital, startups, whatever it may be, or not, the reality is some of the greatest, most innovative, most game-changing, disruptive companies in our history are created, you know, they start as small companies. They start as startups and they get venture funding in some cases. In other cases, they don't. They are able to fund the businesses themselves through the growth of the business and the revenues the business generates. But how, regardless of how they grow and how they get there, innovation comes from small business largely in this country. Not only does, you know, small business contribute significantly to the GDP in the country, but it is really a great source of innovation and creative thinking that leads to the great companies that emerge and become mainstays in our daily lives. So even as a consumer, when you think about all this entrepreneurial activity going on out there, that's exciting because you know that out of this great cohort of 5 million businesses being started last year, there are going to be some of the next great companies, the great entrepreneurial companies. There will be another Dell that emerges, out of, you know, another startup nation that emerges out of this great era. As challenging as it is and as painful as it was, and worse for others, unfortunately, but nevertheless, there will be good things that come from this period. And that, in our small business world, we're excited to see what manifests, you know, what rises from the ashes here, this really tough time.
Yep, absolutely. I was going to say there'll also be other Jeff Sloans, or just to be very clear.
God forbid.
Yeah. people that make it happen, you know. Right, so let's state that. Let's make that clear.
Yeah.
You know, whenever I'm about to come out to Detroit, of course, this is my first trip back to Detroit in quite a while. The last time I was here, I believe it was actually one of my last trips, work-related trips anyway, before the pandemic. I always look forward to coming out here, visiting with you, the team. You probably, when I look at all the partners who work with, you probably have the coolest space, right? And so every time I come in here, I say to myself, you know what? I need to take a picture in some of those walls, right?
But I love it.
But more importantly, I also share with people in terms of the nature of our partnership, right? People always asking me, hey, you know what? What is it about working with Startup Nation? What's going on with Startup Nation? And I always tell them that what I enjoy about our partnership, you know, the Dell Technologies and Startup Nation partnership is Startup Nation not only touches like small business owners, they touch startups, they touch entrepreneurs, they touch a whole gamut, regardless of the industry, regardless of the specialization, the discipline, right? The professional discipline. You have like a platform that's like a haven of content, not just content, because there's a lot of garbage content out there, right? Like rich, valuable content. And, you know, I don't mind saying that I'm almost like, you know, I'm like an ambassador for Startup Nation. Mm. And so that's what I really enjoy with our partnership with you, because, you know, you've also like, you know, encouraged my team to kind of think more creatively as we work with you to not just serve the entrepreneurs in the city of Detroit and in the state of Michigan, but even like, you know, across the state, because you guys have a reach that's beyond the state, right? It's across the U.S. or even beyond the U.S. And so when I look at all the work we've done together, you know, being able to allow your community to gain scalable IT solutions for their startup has been essential to that. Being able to provide those options for financing for startups. But more importantly, I think with our work for you, what has allowed me to do is to think of ways how we can better serve you and serve your community support. And two of those ways is that now we have certified startup tech advisors to speak directly to startups. Because not only do you serve, Jeff, your team serve small business owners, you also serve startups, right? And one thing we know is that, you know, sometimes startups want to be referred to in a certain way versus like if they're a small business owner. Mm. And so we're cognizant of that, right? We're cognizant of that. Yep. And then the second one, sorry, before you chime in, is, you know, knowing that we work with high impact accelerators, right? We work with our incubators. We do our 10 certain events that attract, you know, startups, right? We want to make sure that with all the work we do with you, we're able to support entrepreneurship across the nation. So just something else I wanted to kind of mention in terms of the amazing engagement and work and collaboration we've had with you the past couple of years.
Yeah, and we really have. And we both serve, you know, together. We're more impactful and powerful in serving the needs of these entrepreneurs. You know, one thing you touched on that I'll just touch on further, go more deeply on, is this notion of the difference between a small business owner and a startup, as you called it, or an entrepreneur. And that's so true. Many package these things together. You know, if you're an entrepreneur, you're part of the small business community. I guess you are, but there are special needs that entrepreneurs have. These are these, you know, dreamers who become doers, who pursue their dream and their vision to make it happen. They commit and dedicate themselves to making it happen. It's very personal in nature. Mm. And by personal, I mean literally and figuratively, in the sense that, you know, I take it very personally. This is something that's tied directly to me as a person, as a human being. There's not a lot of separation between me and the business I'm starting. I see them as one and the same, part of my identity. You know, it's that personal. And then beyond that, its purpose is very personal too, because it literally supports people, whether it's supporting just you, the individual entrepreneur behind the business, or you and your family. especially in these times when, as I said, many people lost jobs and turned to entrepreneurship to make a living. Mm-hmm. And that's a different kind of thing than, you know, dabbling and making a few extra bucks on the side and a side hustle. This is serious stuff, and it can be lonely, challenging, scary, you know, and so serving the needs of this particular community the way you guys do and the way we do as well, and even better as partners, you know, it's a unique effort. It takes real specialty and know-how and understanding and compassion that, you know, I know you guys share with us as a philosophy here and as a way about going about what you do in serving this community, and the same is true for us. And so I'm glad you touched on that point. These are a unique set of people that we're serving, and you know, it's challenging, yet at the same time, so exhilarating and exciting to see these dreams go from idea to reality. That's just thrilling. Mm-hmm. So it's exciting work.
Yes, it is. It is. And, you know, so there have been conversations I've had with folks just around, you know, when I talk about Startup Nation, and, you know, I thought about this, pondered on this a lot, you know, on my trip out here, and, you know, I've received the questions around, okay, so what's next? Like, what are you guys doing? What's coming up? What are some other things that Dell Technologies has in store? What, you know, and, you know, I'd like to share a couple of those. And, you know, I believe all of those pertain to the work and, you know, some of the exciting things we have coming up with Startup Nation this year and years to come. And some of them are programs that we already have ongoing that I believe would be meaningful and resonate with the audience, like listening to this. So, you know, in terms of like what's unique out there, what's some additional things going on for Dell? So one is, you know, just we'd love to talk about our Dell Women's Entrepreneur Network, DWEN, right? Now, oftentimes when you talk about like, you know, women in funding, right? You know, we often talk about like, you know, how much funding or lack of it thereof, rather, frankly, that women receive, right? Or get access to, female entrepreneurs get access to. And several years ago, Dell created the Dell Women's Entrepreneur Network over a decade ago. And the whole point behind Dell Women's Entrepreneur Network, which is often called DWEN, is to bring women entrepreneurs together from around the world to help them connect with each other to scale their business and to ultimately succeed. And the unique thing about this community is that it welcomes, you know, all levels of entrepreneurs from startups to scale-ups. That's what I love about it, right? Because oftentimes you have communities that will say, you know what, you have to be a certain, like, you know, you have to be post-revenue or pre-revenue and this and that, which is great. I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, every organization has its requirements or guidelines, but, you know, DWEN wants to bring everybody in because we feel like, you know, folks that are at the onset of the journey can learn from folks that maybe you already went to IPO, or maybe folks that just received a Series A or Series B or Series C, what have you. But, you know, since 2010, DWEN has impacted over 75,000 women globally, which is, if you think about the number, that's amazing. And since 2012, Dell Technologies has spent over $3 billion annually with women and minority-owned suppliers and small businesses. And so when folks ask me, hey, what else is going on? What else is going on with you and Startup Nation? This is something also we want to, like, you know, make the Startup Nation audience aware of. So I'm pretty excited about that. And I know, like, you know, for you, Jeff, you have your views on when it comes to, like, you know, elevating women entrepreneurs, female entrepreneurs. I see with some of the content you have on the site, that's pretty glaring. I love the fact that on your platform, you know, you guys have actually a very balanced offering of content from female entrepreneurs, like female go-getters. Women are crushing it. Right?
Yeah, they are.
We just wanted to kind of like, you know, get your input on that, on your thoughts around that.
Well, first, one thing I'll say about this is we talked about, you know, we all know about the great resignation that occurred during the pandemic, where a lot of people either lost their jobs or left their jobs by choice. You know, women were uniquely challenged, and that's the demographic within the segment of population that did leave their jobs. They have had the slowest return to employment out of the group of people who lost their jobs. And you know, it's been especially tough on them because women have unique challenges, lifestyle challenges, not the least of which is childcare to worry about, you know, and not certainly some men have those issues to worry about. But generally speaking, women bear the brunt of that, you know, that focus in life and becomes an extra challenge for them. And so small business and entrepreneurship becomes even more important to that community. And women, you mentioned, they're killing it. They're crushing it. It's amazing. Women are uniquely skilled and qualified as entrepreneurs. We're seeing it more and more and more. The statistics bear it out. The success rates bear it out. Women are, you know, again, generalizing, but, you know, women make great entrepreneurs. Uh-huh. And it's an exciting demographic, an exciting community. And I love the way they're rallying around each other to support, you know, that part of the overall population. And it's exciting to see them enter the world of entrepreneurship the way they have and to excel at it the way they have.
Yep, that's awesome. And then as I think about some other things we have going on with Startup Nation the rest of the year, so a couple of things come to mind. One is, I remember in the fall of 2019, we had an amazing event in your space. We're able to pull in local entrepreneurs, small business owners from around Detroit. Great turnout right before the holidays. It was a very festive atmosphere. Mm-hmm. A lot of ideation, networking going on. There are a number of entrepreneurs, small business owners I met during that session 2 years ago that I still stayed in touch with. And it's because of this whole partnership with Startup Nation, right? And so as I look forward to later on this year, one of the things I know we're working with Startup Nation now, collaborating on right now, is to bring that event back in a bigger way in the second half of this year. So I'm pretty excited about, like, you know, the whole Startup Nation Dell Small Business Day or days or events. We know we're going to turn into like a rock concert, pep rally. It's going to be fun, right?
Love it. Right? Love it. And that's the way it should be.
Yep. So looking forward to that. And then the second thing I wanted to mention, which, you know, I've shared this with you, Jeff, and I know you're very excited about it, is small business owners, even startups, have always been told that their ideas are too small, right? Your business is too small. We're a big corporation. When you're big, you know, when you start making revenue, come talk to us, right? They often have heard that. Our stance at Dell Technologies is different, right? Just like you said, Jeff, a few minutes ago, right? We can see and we know and we felt the impact of small businesses during the pandemic, right? If the small businesses can't run, the country's in trouble.
Oh, for sure.
And so what Dell said is that, you know what? We are going to, we want to engage more with small businesses at the grassroots, in their communities, right? We want to come out there to Dothan, Alabama and talk to you, right? If we have to, we'll go out to Juneau, Alaska and have a conversation with you in your own comfort zone, in your own small business space. And so we're launching this partner outreach program, POP POP, whereby Dell Technology Advisor can pay an on-site visit, you know, to a small business owner. And, you know, I'm excited to know that, you know, we'll be working with Startup Nation on this to be able to offer this to their communities. Of course, there'll be some guidelines in place before we can visit, you know, just to make sure we vet it out and everything. But this is something that's never, ever been made available to small business owners because oftentimes they've been told their business is too small. Mm. We know there's something not being offered right now. Oftentimes, if you want to engage a small business owner, maybe it's through a phone call or something you do virtually or you go to some kind of trade show, right? We're saying that, you know what, Dell is present and available through all those mediums, but the next level is that we're going to come to you, right? Of course, you know, gas prices are kind of high too, so we don't want you, like, you know, having to spend money driving to us, right? Mm-hmm. So, but that's something I've shared with you. You've expressed your interest and excitement around that, Jeff. You know, so I'm kind of curious in terms of, like, your point of view. I mean, how do you feel small businesses, like, you know, that you've met will take this news?
Oh, I think it's exciting. I think it's critical. These small businesses are hungering for whatever support and guidance and inspiration and handholding they can get, access to best practices, et cetera, access to the best technology, and so on. And so, you know, these programs that you've mentioned, Mobilage, are critical to, you know, mitigating risk and giving them every chance, empowering them to give them every chance at success. And as I said, you know, for me, when I think about these small business owners today, and I said it before, I'm going to say it again because it's critical and it's fundamentally important. It's one thing, you know, to say, I'm going to start a side business, a side hustle, or I'm going to sell a few things on eBay or Etsy or whatever. And that's all noble. It's great. Mm-hmm. Not down, putting that down at all. But then there's another whole segment of the population where this is mission critical. Mm. This is the way I'm going to support myself. This is the way I'm going to feed my kids, you know, and pay my mortgage or my rent, whatever it may be. And so this is serious stuff. And the kind of support that, you know, the kind of programs you're envisioning and the ones you just mentioned, they're game-changing, you know, game-changing. And the impact on these kinds of programs to big business, corporate business, is impactful. But the impact of these kinds of things at a small business level are transformative. And so, we applaud you. We thank you. We're, again, just so excited and proud to be in the partnership with you and to helping execute these programs. We're going to give it our all. I know you guys are too. And hopefully there'll be lots of happy entrepreneurs out there as a result.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, sir. Well, you know, Jeff, this has been a very enriching conversation. Yeah, definitely looking forward to doing more of this with you. I'm glad to say that, you know, one of my first trips back on the road is, you know, visiting your space again and having to sit down with you. I think maybe on my next trip, you know, we need to, you know, talk about sitting down to break bread together because I don't think we broke bread yet.
Well, come on, let's go. We need to do that.
We kind of broke salad and sandwich, but I'm talking about real bread, like meat.
We got to do it. Yeah, we got to do it. I look forward to that.
Anything else you want to add, sir, before we wrap this up?
I would say keep thinking the way you are. keep doing the kinds of distinctive things that Dell is doing, the way you guys go about your business. We need you. Small businesses need you. We depend on you and your Dell team. And just, again, excited and proud to be part of it and making an impact right alongside you.
Awesome, awesome. Well, thanks so much, everyone, for listening and tuning in to this episode of Tech Bytes. We're so excited to be able to bring you great subject matter experts on issues pertinent to technology, entrepreneurship, and to just small business practices across the states. If you're interested in learning more about Dell for Startups, please visit startups@dell.com or dell.com/startups. If you're interested in learning about DWEN, the Dell Women Entrepreneurs Network, please visit dell.com/DWEN. If you're interested in learning about our partner outreach program, where you can sign up as a small business owner for a free on-site tech consultation from Dell Technology Small Business, please visit dell.com/outreach. And if you're interested in someone from Dell for Startups reaching out to you through our partnership with Startup Nation, please visit startupnation.com/Dell. Once again, that's startupnation.com/Dell, where you can connect with a small business advisor and get big savings on Dell products. Once again, Jeff, thank you for joining me today, and we'll see you next time.
Okay, Mobileshi, I'm ready to break bread. Next time when you come back, you let me know when it is. The sooner the better.
Awesome. Sounds good. Thanks, everyone.